avrachim, one of the avrachim came and complained to Arav that he's not happy with what that he's got in his life. So Arav reminded him where we took him out from, where he came from in the beginning. So what? So you have a certain test. If you would say that it's worth it for you, even with the test, everything is good. You have a test, so what? Where the person is falling, when he doesn't see that it's a test, he doesn't see that it's a merit to have a test. What's a merit? A person is sitting in a kollel every day. You have to do a feast every day. Thank you. Nothing to thank Hashem Yitbarach on one day that you were learning Torah Kedoshah. This is a klipa. Everything is worthy. To suffer everything. It's hard for me, but it's worthy. Everything is worthy. I'm lack of, so what? Need to look on what that we have. Everything is worthy. It's klipat Haman. It's a klipa of Haman not to see what that is good. Have to break that klipa. It's a work of all of the life. All of our lives, we need to live with that wisdom. To cancel the klipa of Haman Amalek. Amalek that is coming to cool us from our Avodat Hashem. It makes you cold not to want to serve Hashem. To make you weak from the war, from the battle. Every second and second we have that war. Only to thank Hashem, to go with what that we do have, to praise Hashem, to thank Hashem. So you have a test, so what? If you're going to be happy in all of the things that you do have, also you're going to have the power to stand in the tests. And also you're going to see that there is no bad in the world at all. If a person really going to be strong to look at the good things he got in his life, the worst thing in the world, you're going to see that it's shtuyot, that it's nonsense. Hashem is growing the salvation. From the beginning of the creation until today, every time that there was a trouble to Am Yisrael, all for the good. For general, for Am Yisrael, that they're going to surrender, that they're going to learn, that they're going to count only on Hashem. This is our effort, our job. Where it started from? Our fathers, forefathers, they were whining. Everything that they were lack of, they were whining. All of the time. Why you took us out from Egypt? We told you. There is no graves in Egypt. All everything that you have got, it's not worthy. I'm lack of water, it doesn't worth it. Doesn't worth everything that you took me out, you brought me to Mount Sinai, everything. You opened the sea for me. We saw sights bigger than Yechezkel ben Buzi. We saw everything, all of it. It don't worth nothing. I lack of water. I'm lack of water, so all of it doesn't worth it. What do I care? Even if I'm going to die from thirst, chas v'shalom. So what? After I saw so many amazing things, after such a huge wealth, what do I care? I'm going to die from thirst. So what? You saw Ma'amad HaSinai. You got the Torah. What do you care about what's going to happen? Someone else saw something like that in the world, you gain the most. You saw the sea opened. You saw the well of Miriam walking with us. How is the well? He's going with Am Yisrael, changing the nature, 7 clouds of honor. All of it doesn't worth it. You saw Moshe Rabbeinu face to face. You know Moshe Rabbeinu. Actually, it didn't start with them. It started with Adam HaRishon. Hashem gave him everything. Also, this street was belong to him. Everything was belong to him. He gave him the heaven. It was all his. The fruits that he had there, you can never imagine which kind of fruits. Flowers, perfumes, rivers of afarsemon. Cannot understand heaven before of the sin, all clean air, the air that was there, it was heaven. He told him, one tree, don't eat. He said, no, I'm going to eat from that tree. Everything you had, everything that you gave me doesn't worth it, I want that. What that I don't have? This is the klipa of Aman Amalek. We need to erase that klipa, not to go back to Bigfoot Tova, not to be like that. To go with thanks and praising Hashem all day long. Everything is worthy. Everything is worthy. Everything that I'm going through, everything. Don't want to forget one second. Person cannot suffer his condition. But actually there is no one will. The Arav Dan said lisbol, to suffer. Arav said to count. A person cannot count his good things that he's got. Who can count the good things that you have? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget even one good will that you have in your Avodat Hashem. One drop of a good will that you had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting that. Who can count the good things that he's got? Huge things that you've done, the person cannot remember even. Amazing things that you've done. Things that for you, you don't even count them, but for Hashem Yitbarach, they're very important. Usually the most important things, the person doesn't understand them. For them, it's for you it's not important, but for Hashem it's important. Huge, gigantic things, and you don't count them. You don't remember them. Like that it's never happened. Who can count? Everything is worth it. Praising Hashem. Always to go, all day long, to go with that. It's worthy, it's worthy. Like the Taman said, all of it doesn't worthy, to say differently. Everything is worthy. And this is how you erase Taman. Because all of that klipa, it's based only on that. Doesn't worthy or worthy? This is now soon going to come Chag HaPurim. This year we're going to have 4 days of Purim. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and in Sunday it's going to be Purim. From Ta'anit Esther, from the fast of Esther, it starts the light of Purim to come down. Ta'anit Esther, it's the light of Purim. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Sunday. This year, 5 days, he's saying, also Monday. It's the letter Hey from the name Havaya, name of Hashem Yitbarach. We're going to erase, canceling the Klipat Aman Amalek totally. To use those days, to prepare those days, our days now, with tefillah to Purim. Main thing, to erase this klipa. If you're going to pay attention, if a person understands, it's included everything in it. That point, that advice, it looks like one point, but actually it includes everything. All of the bad that exists in the world comes from that. All of the lust, the desires of the person, all of the anger, everything is coming from that. Everything is coming from that. That he is walking with a sadness that it's not worthy. He's not satisfied, he's sad, depressed, he's chasing after himself, hates himself, angry at himself. Anger, arrogant, desires, lusts, everything comes from that. Everything comes from that. But when the person is achieving that, that you're going to cancel that klipa, that he's going with thanks to Hashem, he's happy, he loves everyone and he's happy with everyone. He went out from that klipa of Haman to Bikfui Tovas, that he wasn't honoring Hashem and not honoring people. Mordechai, he saved Haman. He doesn't see that. He doesn't see nothing. need to erase that klipa. Only thanks and gratitude. Praising Hashem. Only thanks and gratitude. With huge smile, endless happiness. This is the head of all of the efforts that the person, this is faith. That Hashem is doing only good. So it starts with Ta'anit Esther. Every year we try to prepare ourselves to the day of Purim, the wonderful day of Purim. And we need to know that Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, all of the beginnings are from Purim. Everything is going after the beginning, so the beginning is in Purim. Rabbeinu said that Pesach depends in Purim. The sacrifice of Pesach depends in Purim. To go out from the Chametz. As the person going to achieve Purim, this is how Hashem going to save him from something Chametz in Pesach. If your Purim was kosher, your Pesach going to be kosher. Purim is erasing the Yetzirah. Totally. Person can achieve that in Purim. This is the head, like I explained it to you all of the years. This is the Rosh Hashanah. Also Kippurim, it's like Kippurim, it's like Purim. Kippurim, Kippurim, as Purim. So in Kippurim, it's erasing the Avonot, but not like in Purim. Purim, it's by dancing and happiness, it's erasing even more than in Kippur. This is why everyone wants to start, that it's going to be a good start. This is why Hashem gave us with His kindness, with His huge mercy, that He gave us, that we're going to know how to divide the day in a way that it's going to have a good start, a wonderful start. Because that everyone that open his hand, you give him, it's all of those 5 days. And we're spreading our hands with prayers. From Ta'anit Esther, if you're opening your hands, everything you're going to ask, it's going to be given you to. And mainly in the day of Purim, that by Pshat, for sure, everything that you're going to ask, you're going to receive. This is the war against Amalek. Who conquered Amalek? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. By what? That his hands were full with faith. That he was davening to Hashem until the sunrise, until the sunset. That when he was lifting his hands, Israel were winning. It's only prayer. This is the point that's going to show to you, ideally, from the beginning of Amalek, that it's all a spiritual thing, the war against Amalek. If Am Israel didn't have Amalek inside of them, there won't be Amalek outside also, a nation. We need to be ready from the beginning to know that it's not a war, physical war. Then you can say which army is stronger, who's going to win. It's a spiritual war. We need to erase the man Amalek that is inside of us. This is the main Amalek, it's the arrogant. So the hands have to be with faith. It's prayers. All of those 5 days, all of us have to use them in power of Tfilah, of Itbodedut, Kipshuto. All of the 5 days, everyone that spread his hands, you should give him. We should spread our hands. Remind everyone. We're doing a real Purim, that we're doing, they have the merit to come to hear the Megillah in the Yeshiva. Only in the first Haman we're stamping with our legs strong on the earth, but we want to hear the words of the Megillah. Rabbeinu said that to hear the Megillah is to wake up from the sleep, like Sipurei Ma'asiyot, to hear the Megillah. Because the Megillah, it's alive, it exists. If someone that is reading the Megillah, like he thinks that it's a story that happened once, he's not yet say Dechovah in reading the Megillah. The Akorel Mafrea that is reading on the history, there is always Achashverosh, there is always Haman, there is always Mordechai, and in every second there is everything. There is Mordechai the Jew, There is everything. A person has to see how he's going to read the Megillah and live the Megillah. The king, it's the king of the world. When you hear the Megillah, that we're going to wake up from our sleep, not to understand what was back then. There was a story. You can tell that story in 2 minutes. All of the story, 1 minute, 2 minutes, you can tell the story. But all of the detail, every word and everything in the Megillah, it's to wake up. That Esther was standing, talking to the king, she was bowing, it's the king, bowing, it's the king of the world. That the person when he see that we've been sold, me and my nation, to that klipa. That Haman is working on ruin, destroying. It's by pshat. We need to understand that he wants to break Am Israel and wants to damage. He wants to conquer Am Israel. On general, on all of Am Israel, and particularly on each and every one. We need to wake up from our sleep. This is why we need to daven with right intention always, and even more so in Purim, to hear the Megillah like we should. And because that all of the starts, the beginning are from Purim, this is why we need to start strongly in Purim. It's hard that it's a person going to be able to wake up, to be awake all of Purim, but still you need to wake up Chatzot, wake up at 1, doing Tikkun Chatzot, and go out to do it bodedut as much as we can, dipping in the mikveh before of dawn, davening in the nets. It's a good start. This is a good start. Daven on that. Everyone gonna daven on that. That you're gonna have the merit to daven in the nets achama, to start a new start, and then to come to the second Megillah. Every person that is wise need to prepare the Mishloach Manot that's going to be ready before of Purim, that it's going to be very fast to do it. He's hearing the, giving the present to the poor one, and then giving the Mishloach Manot, and you finish everything fast. On the morning, need to learn Torah. There is a lot of Avrechim that are not learning Torah in Purim. But in Purim, mainly, you have to have a certain seder, something that you're learning in Purim. Chas Shalom to come to the Neshef, to the Seuda, without learning Torah, Chas Shalom. After you learn Torah, then you can come to the... We have Mincha early, and then you have time of the Mishte, and the dance, and the Seuda. One Seuda we're doing in the Yeshiva. All of the rest of the food, of eating, it's only permission to eat if you are hungry. But Seuda, we have one Seuda. Everyone know and remember our subject of drinking the wine. Drinking the wine, it's not to drink to drop the brain. It's to achieve wisdom. We're drinking in a way that if a person have the merit, he becomes to be ahead. If not, he's losing his head, he becomes to be poor. We're not drinking to lose our mind, like the world are drinking, because he wants to forget. We want to remember. Zachor, we need to remember what that Amalek was doing to us. We want to remember very well. A huge memory. 100% of a memory. We want to remember Hashem. To remember Hashem Yitbarach. To remember all of the Torah. To remember all of the 10 things that we need to remember daily. Not to forget them. We have a good life. We don't want to forget. We want to remember that we made mitzvot. We said that this is the klipa of Aman Amalek. Let a person forget all of the good things that he's doing. A person have to remember that he made mitzvot, that he's serving Hashem. We have a good memory. Everything that we forgot until today, we want to remember it from today. All of the good things, all of the success. To dance thanks and praise to Hashem Yitbarach. Ha 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 ha. We need to dance, to be so happy, to be happy with all of the good that Hashem done with us, not to forget. This is Amalek to forget. Nothing is worth it. Doesn't worth it, you davened, it's not a prayer. You made it what you do, it's not it. Nothing is worth it. For us, even a small will to want Hashem, it's worth it. It's kindness. This is why when we're drinking wine because we want to remember to achieve wisdom. Baruch Hashem that we wrote the Lashem Yichud. Hashem gave us that wisdom. Baruch Hashem gave us that reward, that bounty, wonderful bounty. Thousands are using it, drinking and they not become drunk. Thousands of people in all of places in the world, in the this Eretz Israel and in the wide world, drinking, just receiving tikkun, repair the brain, the wisdom. You become to be drunk, it's a defect. It wasn't the purpose. What that it's written, until he will not know, it's a huge wisdom, it's a huge knowledge. It's a wonderful thing. When you don't know, it's a huge knowledge. Mordechai. Adrabah, Mordechai, he was bothering us, he was stopping us. Instead of that we can suffer more, he stopped us from suffering. He was bothering us, he was stopping us. Haman, he was amazing, he was perfect. Haman, what an amazing thing we achieved because of Haman, that we can find the good point. He put down the light and we found the light inside of ourselves. How much we need to thank him that he went kapara on us. He went kaput. He finished. He died for us. Mamash, we need to thank him. And Mordechai. He's a tzaddik. That he davened on us, always davened on us. Wore a sack and put ashes on his head. Davened Mordechai the tzaddik. That he is illuminating for us this light. So we need to know for sure. It's very important to dance. Every time I'm reminding that. Everyone have to prepare himself to make himself with prayers. That you're going to dance and going to be happy without being crazy. You want to dance, you want to jump, it's great. Jump until the roof. Be happy, everything is great. But don't bother no one else. Just to dance alone, everyone with himself. The dance in Purim, dancing in Purim, it's an aspect of what the Rabbeinu is saying, that by dancing and clapping the hands, you erased all of the klipot. Nimtakim kol adinim, no more judgments. By the spirit of the tzaddik that is hovering, that is waving on us. We need to dance, just to dance, as much as you can. To use the time, to dance. This is how a person has got the time that he is davening. He wakes up early in time. And he's davening shachrit, mincha, arvit. At noon, we read, in the morning, you read the Megillah in time. And then you're giving your kindness, you're giving your mitzvot tzedakah, you give the matanot la'evyonim. Then you have time to learn a little bit. And then you have the time for the seuda. Everyone that's going to do the Purim like we explained, I won't say the things that I said already a lot of years. Every year, Baruch Hashem, a lot of Chidushe Torah we have on that. But just ideally, we're explaining how Purim should look like, a normal Purim. Let's have a wonderful Purim that really all of our avonot are going to be erased.
Amen.
Last year we have that merit and we forced you to do 3 days, 6 hours, 18 hours. and thanking Hashem that it was a lot of Jews that made it to do 18 hours. Now we have 24 hours, 5 days of 6 hours. 30 hours. This year we can achieve huge things. Yes, yes, we need to achieve this year. In the Ta'anit Esther, in Friday it's not hard. The main thing that is hard is in Purim to do 6 hours. Very hard to do 6 hours in Purim. The day is short. But in the days before of Purim, this is the minimum. Everyone that opens his hands, he is receiving. 4 days before of Purim. But add another 4 hours minimum in Purim, it's going to be 28 hours. It's numeral value of the word koach, power. It's days of prayers. Like we said, the subject of Purim means that if you open your hands, you're receiving. And if we need to raise the memory of Haman Amalek, to beg to Borei Olam, to achieve Kedusha, to be perfect, to close our eyes, to cancel the desires, all of the lusts, in a perfect way. To cancel the Ta'avot. But 5 days, in Ta'anit Esther we're not learning. Someone is asking, if someone can donate money for the papers, the alonim of the yeshiva. There is an avrech that needs help for parnasa, for pay the electric bill. If someone can donate money for that also, you're going to have part share in his light, in his house, for his... We are in time that we need a lot of mercy from heaven. Huge mercy. I was in the army, and a lot of Jews that were keeping Torah mitzvot, they would become to be weak when they were coming to the army. The religious would drop the dat when they were coming to the army. On that we need to daven, that the decree is going to cancel to take the guys of the yeshivas to join the army. Our power is in the Torah Kedusha. Anyway, the fact that Am Yisrael are learning Torah, keeping mitzvot, over there they can be open to see a lot of bad things. We need to daven on that. That decree is going to be cancelled. It may be cancelled to recruit the kids of yeshiva. We need to daven generally on all of Am Yisrael, that they're all going to get closer to Mordechai Yehudi.
It's already a decree that the army is taking the kids?
No, they're working on it. When they got on it. Someone is asking if it's allowed to say the same words again and again in the first 3 brachot and in the last 3. So, by the halacha, Rabbi is saying, if you haven't had the right intention, you have to go on all of the tefillah again if you lost those words. So why we're not doing it to daven again? Because the person, even in the second time, will not going to have the right intention. So for sure that if you find yourself, you're allowed to say the words again and again. But it's not it to say the same word a lot of times. I remember I said on the word Matzmiach Yeshua growing the salvation. I said 40, I was saying the same words, Matzmiach Yeshua, 40 minutes. 40 minutes on the same words, until it's been illuminated to me. I saw all of it, I understood what it means. So if you have words that you have a reason to mention them again and again and again, and you really daven, you can do it. But the main kavanah is to have the kavanah before you mention the word, and then to say it with the right intention. But if you have a reason, or you want to daven a certain thing again and again, you allow. Maybe to do two mishta'ot, to drink and to eat twice, two seudot in Purim, there is no reason for that. It's all imagination. On that it says you try to catch a lot, in the end you haven't catch nothing. You need to have Kippurim on that Purim, a day of forgiveness on a Purim like that. That very short preparation, that everyone gonna get stronger. There is something that I really wanted to, that you're going to have a second minyan here in the yeshiva. There is not even a minyan here, in the second minyan in the yeshiva, in the day of Chol, the regular days. Guys are going to daven in Shtiblachim. Which a mistake is it? Huge mistake. Here we're singing, here we're dancing every day. One time Rabbeinu said in a certain Bet Knesset that that it's not allowed to daven in that Bet Knesset, and that it's not allowed to daven in that Bet Knesset that because they're not davening in the right way, singing Psuke de Zimra like Yeshiv. This is the Rav Eliashiv said that. Rav Eliashiv said, not allowed to daven in a certain Bet Knesset because the people are not singing the Psuke de Zimra in that Bet Knesset. So why won't you come to daven here? Every time that I'm not coming here, I have a big sorrow. Every time that I cannot come, such a wonderful prayer. I wish I wouldn't cancel one tefillah. Shachrit here, it's like heaven. They're asking to guard our eyes and tikkun abrit. It's two things? He said, no, it's one thing. In the half an hour that you're davening on the Kedusha, you daven on those two things, it's one thing. The numeral value of a lot of things, of Mordechai Yehudi, of Aman Amalek, of a lot of things, and also stop crying, it's all 502. It's all of also simple faith, it's 502. We need to thank Hashem, get stronger all of us together. I'm blessing everyone now. Daven on me, sit, listen carefully. From heaven can be a huge Kiddush Shem Shamayim. Everything that happened, that priest that came and took 4,000 books, he said that he's gonna bring 5,000 Christian people to a shiur that I'm gonna give in the university. We need to daven on that. He's gonna give a shiur in front of 5,000 Christians in a university. Arav. Probably. daven on us, Bezrat Hashem, daven on me that I'm going to have that merit to teach, to give by the merit of the tzaddikim, by the merit of the tzaddikim.
He's the man.